All right, good evening. Glad you are with us. Okay, the news may be depressing at times, but when you have a control room full of four and five, well, how many are there in there? About four of these guys in their 20s are close to it. They're constantly making sure you laugh. So it's hard to get too down, right? Right, Delta? Okay, go to a wide shot. What are you doing there, Delta? That bed, that's a My Pillow bed. You don't have to fluff it up any. What you've dragged your bed all the way over here. You're going to end up under the desk if you keep that up. Yeah, you don't need to fluff that bed up. You sure are staring at me intently. Where's the ball? Get in the water? Huh? Get in the boat? Treat? Eat? Outside? Using all of her words, as you can tell. All right, let's get down to bed. She's going to come around here. I'm sorry, I'm just picking on you tonight. All right. Let's get down to business tonight. We got a full slate. We're going to start out with Annie Cyrus. You're going to want to go back to the beginning of the show and start laughing after we cover a few of these news stories. I think the problem, guys, is you put her bed in the wrong spot. That's not where it goes. Someone moved her bed. We're going to have Todd Binsman on tonight, Annie Cyrus, Colonel Conrad and Will Huff from Arkansas, Attorney Dan Eastman and Leo Homan. The last topic tonight will definitely have you wishing you could do a rerun and spend a few minutes just laughing and pretend nothing's wrong with the world, because the last story will make you want to vomit and freak you out at the same time with Leo Homan. It's not Leo, just in case Leo's watching. It's what poor Leo's got to cover tonight. I called him up and I said, I have an assignment for you, Leo. He's like, oh, man, why do you ask me to research these kind of stories? Because I don't want to research it too much, Leo. It's somebody that Biden has put into his administration. And you're thinking that these people aren't pure satanic? Oh, well, you might think otherwise after tonight's last report. Joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Annie, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me back, Brennan.
Well, it's been quite the weekend in Iran. I know we got an update from you on Friday. What's the latest since Friday night? I actually heard that the freedom fighters had at one point moved onto a military base. Is that correct?
Yes. They have, how do I phrase this properly? So there are military bases, there are IRGC bases, there are morality police bases. There are three different bases in Iran. And as of right now, one of each has been taken, literally taken. And I need to put this out. It all started with one military soldier putting out information that because we're all on the street fighting you, all of our bases are empty. Get in there to get weapons. He put the information out for people, and they did.
Wow.
They went in there. Kurdistan, as of right now, a lot of people do have weapons, which propaganda started because the regime is claiming those weapons belong to America. They don't. They are the regime's weapons themselves because they took it from, if they are American weapons in Kurdistan, then they were for IRGC. Does that make sense?
Wow. So are they still occupying those bases or portions of them?
Well, the morality bases, they burned them down. And I think the main reason they burned them down is because a lot of information about the people who were arrested, a lot of people who identities were captured, was in those buildings. So they basically just burned all the records down within the building. The military base, no, they're not in there anymore. They just grabbed whatever weapon they could and took off.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. And what about deaths? Last count I had was 40 deaths. It's got to be higher than that now, right?
It's more than 300.
It's more than 300.
The 40 you have is the number of women. 40 women have been killed, but it's more than 300.
Yeah.
76 of them have been identified. On my show today, I tried to put in as many of them as I could. I think I covered probably 30, 40 of them with their name and age and picture. But we have 76 identified, but more than 300 dead, more than 5,000 injured. And the number of arrested people are absolutely countless. Nobody knows. A lot of families are reporting that their kids aren't back home. Their kids are missing. So we don't know how many people were arrested. Mm. We did get two videos from one of them, Karaj, which is my homeland, actually, hometown. And then one of them in Tehran, the detention center is just loading people from the vans into the building. But we couldn't count how many they were.
Well, will some of these people be not only imprisoned, but some of them will be executed, correct? I'm afraid.
Every single one of them are going to be executed.
Really?
The head of the Friday prayer of Islamic Republic. Okay, let me go back for a second. I'm sorry. It's so much information that I want to get out. I'm getting it all mixed up. When Raisi arrived in Iran, the first thing he said was, we need a more firm pushback. Followed by that, the head of the Friday prayer, which is the top leader of all Friday prayer imams, issued a fatwa that everyone who's part of this, what did he call it? The anti-Islamic government movement is considered enemy. They are getting orders by a Zionist regime in America, and they should be punished as Jews and Americans equals death.
So how quick will these executions start?
To be honest with you, at this point, a lot of parents are already looking for their kids' bodies. Because remember, in 2019, what happened was they went dark, meaning they shut down internet, which, by the way, for last 7 hours, we haven't received a single video or audio or news from Iran, which means they are absolutely in the dark. Nothing is coming out for last 7 hours. But the last time they did that, they ended up killing 1,500 Iranians, civilians in Iran. And then their bodies started popping up from corners of their own town. So now the parents, considering what happened in 2019, now parents are literally just searching the streets and lakes and jungles and everywhere for their kids' bodies.
Are you telling me the government will kill them and then drop them off in their hometown?
Yes. Well, they are always arrested in their own hometown because they're marching their own hometown. So they arrest them, they kill them, and then their bodies are found just randomly on back alleys or a street or wherever they can find, they can just dump them. That's exactly what happened in 2019. Unless they're killed on the street during the rally, the protest, then people just carry their bodies to some corner, somewhere safe. By the way, I should say this, mainly because I do actually, surprisingly, Brandon, you have a lot of Iranians who watch your show. I didn't know that until I started getting messages that they see me on your show and they're thankful that we're covering what's happening in Iran. But since I know Iranians are watching, a few nurses from clinics have put an announcement out. If you're shot or if you're injured, do not go to clinics because they have IRGC members inside clinics arresting people as soon as they arrive and they are denying treatment for them. So you're going to have to find a different way to save yourself or stop the bleeding, but do not go to clinics at the moment.
Because you're not going to get treatment anyway, and you're going to get arrested.
You're going to get picked up, yes. So the chances of surviving the injuries are better outside of clinics.
Now, so you're telling me that people in Iran watch me interviewing you on this program?
They watch the... Okay, so in Iran and outside of Iran, most of the messages I've got is from outside of Iran, but majority of them from Europe, who watch your show, especially when I come on to talk to you, and they were literally sending thank you and gratitude messages for us covering what's happening in Iran, because apparently no outlet in Europe is doing it. No English outlet is doing it in Europe. Well, they're not doing it in America either, especially.
So these people speak English then?
Yes.
So they can understand everything we're saying. So you're
saying...
Yes,
actually, I know we don't have much time. I know you're packed up, but on my show today, I aired it, and then I clipped it for Logan, if we had time, but it's like 6 minutes.
Let's play
it. Okay, let's just hear it.
All right, let's go to it, Logan.
The one that I sent today, Logan, the six-minute one.
Is that good, Logan? All right, let's go to that.
First of all, I want to use the opportunity when you showed Kristen Amanpour's photo sitting in front of empty chair. This is our life. If we don't cover ourselves, we are not going to receive anything from the age of seven. Everything is empty. We get kicked out from school. We get kicked out from our job. We won't be able to exist, to live inside our own homeland if we don't cover ourselves. So Kristen Amanpour actually said that she wears hijab in Iran. But right now, Iranian women are resisting. You will see that women filming morality police for years and years, how they've been beaten up in the streets. Forget about that right now in the protest. Women are getting killed.
You have no idea what my people are going through. No. We wear these from age of six when we enter preschool. So it's not about hijab. You know the age of wearing hijab in Islam is 9. So you should know it's not hijab. It's just a handcuff for us. It's just a way to oppress us more and more and more. It's not the only thing we have problems with. We can't exit the country without our husband's or man's permission. We can't enter stadiums to watch our favorite soccer game. And the list goes on and on and on.
Hello, TikTok. This is me talking from Iran. I might not have the most beautiful face on TikTok or the best voice or anything. I might not have the blue eyes and beautiful skin tone or anything. But I have the right to tell our story. Government is cutting off our internet so that they can shut our mouths, so that the whole world won't be able to hear us. And they're killing us. They're killing all of us because we're asking for freedom, because we're asking for justice of the girl who was killed a week ago, because she doesn't have something we called hijab, because we're forced to have this, even though we don't believe this. So all I'm asking is that be our voice. Please share this video because we need to be heard. We don't have any access to our Instagram accounts, to our Telegram, WhatsApp, YouTube, TikTok. We're using any sort of VPNs. All I'm saying is that we're asking for your help. Please help us. We're just getting killed and they're trying to keep us silent so that the whole world won't even understand what's happening inside our country. I know my English sucks. I know that some of my sentences don't make any sense in English, but that doesn't matter right now because we need your help.
I'm sure you all recognize Roshan Ahmadi. "Don't you dare touch me, back off," are her last recorded words. Maybe you've all noticed that that clip ends directly after that moment, and that's because they beat her to death. She turned 20 this week. As we turn green-haired teenagers on the front lines of revolution into memes, I am begging y'all to understand what that really means. Justice for our sisters and freedom for Iran.
I'm Marissa Ghavami, a proud Iranian-American. I'm asking my friends, my network, and anyone this video reaches to please share this time-sensitive information about Iran that desperately needs and deserves the world's attention. In response to Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old being killed for improper hijab, a women's rights and human rights movement has begun in Iran, with protests happening throughout this past week. The Iranian government has now shut down their internet so that the people can't easily share what is happening on the streets. The last time the government did this, they killed 1,500 civilians. Meanwhile, their leader was just allowed to speak at the United Nations General Assembly here in New York City. I've been speaking to members of my family in Iran all day about what is happening there, and they are pleading for the rest of the world to be their voice. My cousin said to me today and wanted me to share, "I hope the people of the world will help us. Iranians are very lonely. Every day passes with fear. Fear of the police, fear of hijab, fear of imprisonment. Iran just needs help. They kill our people. They kill young people with guns. It's not good. We do not want compulsory hijab. We want freedom. I'm really happy you don't live here." For my non-Iranian friends, just so you know more about what Iranians face. As one example, my great uncle threw a 16th birthday party for his daughter, which was co-ed and had music. Just because of that, the family was taken into custody and my great uncle was whipped. They later escaped and sought asylum. My female cousins cannot be seen publicly with men who aren't their family, so they cannot date. They must wear a hijab outside of the house. From my uncle earlier today, "Under the Islamic Republic, she is a mother only, basically a sex machine. She has to be obedient. If there is infidelity, a husband, brother, or father could kill her without any repercussions. Legally, if you hit a man in the left testicle, the fine for that is the same as killing a woman. Due to financial needs, many women have turned to what is essentially Islamic law contracted prostitution, whereby the men utter religious texts and are absolved of having sex with someone who isn't their wife for a stated amount of time and payment. Earlier this year, a 17-year-old girl, Mona Hedari, who was forced to marry her cousin at 12 years old, escaped to Turkey, and upon her return, her husband beheaded her and displayed her severed head on the streets, but was not punished because it was an honor killing, as reported by CNN. 8,000 honor killings When a woman gets murdered by male relatives as punishment for bringing disgrace to the family have happened between 2010 and 2014 in Iran. Here in the US, we don't talk about these things much. But as Middle Easterners, we don't even have a category on the census. So, how can you help? The number one thing right now is to spread the word and not let Iranian voices be silenced by their government. Stay informed about what's happening and share this video or others like it. Like, comment on, and share stories you see about the Iranian protests, because without this going absolutely viral, Iranian voices will be silenced by their government.
All right, Annie, what are we hearing tonight about Elon Musk? Is he helping them get out the message somehow?
Elon Musk is, but our regime is not. Elon Musk released Skylight for free, which are the satellites. But at this point, if they don't have the hardware, the actual box, they can't access the internet. And our government has not released the budget that will get those boxes to people of Iran, even though they lifted the sanction, but they haven't provided the actual boxes they need. So therefore, Elon Musk did his job, and we thank him for it. But Biden regime has not done their part, and Islamic regime has officially filtered the software on phones, so those who were using it on their cell phones can't use it anymore because it was filtered by the regime through the cell phone companies.
Mm. All right, give me any final updates we need here.
Brian, I'm so sorry. I see a comment here that has to be addressed, and I know more and more you made this comment. I'm sure you don't mean any harm by saying it, but he's asking, how do we know this is not another deep state instigated color revolution? Darling, my people are dying. What are you talking about? Deep state? If this was a deep state revolution, just like 1979, it would have been won by now. Today's the 11th day. More than 300 people dead. More than 5,000 people injured. Parents out there looking for body of their children. You call that a deep state color revolution? I really hope you all stop making this kind of propaganda comments when we're trying to inform people. Brian, I'm going to close it here. Why should people around the world care? One, it's a humanitarian issue. Two, deadly winter is born to Europeans due to lack of gas and oil and all that. We are looking over our shoulder waiting for next September 11. We are having IRGC hunting President Trump down, and we're also suffering from high gas prices and inflation. A free Iran under Prince Pahlavi will solve all those problems. At least this is what you gain out of it, even if you don't want to just look at it as a humanitarian aspect. You will be set free from every single terrorist attack from Hamas, Taliban, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, IRGC, Hezbollah, if there is no Islamic regime with their mullahs to fund them. That would be why everybody should care what happens to Iran, because this revolution will make a huge impact on all of our lives across the world.
How about the Biden White House? Have they come out and made any kind of comment about what's happening?
Yes, a few of them have, you know, sent their condolences and support for a brave woman of Iran and then connected it to abortion, like AOC and drunk Nancy Pelosi. And that's it.
But nothing from the White House itself?
No, nothing from the White House itself. Why would they? I mean, Ted Cruz did say today that it's time to stop negotiating, but we're still negotiating. Oh. Did I mention that we're still negotiating?
We're still negotiating.
Did I mention Islamic Republic of Iran's embassy is still open inside the Afghanistan embassy in D.C.?
Mm. What's going on? Iranians in Europe are confronting the Iranian embassies in Europe, correct?
Yes. Yes, they are. And sadly, as of right now, at least, France and the U.K. have decided to protect the Islamic regime embassy in their countries by throwing tear gas at Iranian peoples who are French citizens and UK citizens defending the building. They're claiming that it's our job to protect all federal buildings. How is Islamic Republic of Iran's embassy a federal building? I guess it comes back from where they legitimize a regime that is literally killing people on the streets publicly in daylight to prove they didn't kill Mahsa Amini. Isn't that ironic?
Does Europe get oil from Iran? If so, how much?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Does Europe get oil from Iran?
No. I mean, 1%, 2% due to sanctions.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're going to keep us posted, right, Annie?
Absolutely. I will have as many updates as we get. As I said, please pray for them. They don't have internet as of right now. Very few can send out updates, but I'm going to try. Whatever I get on my end, I will definitely bring it to my show and to your show. And Brennan, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. You have no idea what it means that you are the one and only who's allowing this to get out there in English language.
You mean what we've been covering hasn't been on Fox News?
No. CNN has covered it. To my absolute amusement, I don't know what their angle is, but CNN is covering it. However, they're not covering details. They're just covering it, you know, the way CNN does. But other than that, every single outlet is just Farsi or Dari. No English outlet is covering this. And if they are, they're just, you know, throwing one sentence or two sentences out with no details.
Well, we'll stay on it if you have to come on every night this week. And your show's every day at 2:30 Central Time here on Lindell TV, correct?
Correct. 2:30 every day.
LiveUpToFreedom.com is our website. LiveUpToFreedom.com. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Brennan.
Annie Cyrus checking in here, folks. Make sure you check out her website, LiveUpToFreedom.com.